This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Sit back and relax with Jazz and Blues with John, coming up next on Plains FM.
We'd like to thank the Brew Crew from Three Boys Brewery for supporting this program. Trust Three Boys Brewery to bring you Jazz and Blues with John.
Hi, my name is John Baker, and I'll be presenting programs consisting of jazz and blues and travelling from the 20s to the present day. The vinyl edition of The Changing Face of Harlem has very informative liner notes describing the music and social scene in general and the evolution of the area since the 1920s. The first track is the Buckram All-Stars, led by Frankie Newton and Shad Collins on trumpets and recorded on Savoy in 1944. Here's Ram Session. From the same album, I think that the liner notes offer the best description, and they're by Dan Morgenstern. It was recorded in 1944, and the track is Paging Mr. Page. So he says, Paging Mr. Page is one of the best instrumentals Lips put on the wax with his own groups. Paced by Catlett's marvellously springy and accurate time, and Lips driving lead, and it has that Kansas City come Harlem flavour. And he concludes, this one captures the spirit of Hot Lips Page.
Paging Mr. Page.
Around this time, 1944, Charlie Parker also recorded for the Savoy label, and they issued a double vinyl of a selection of master takes. And here's Tiny Grimes guitar, Clyde Hart piano, Jimmy Butts bass, and Doc West drums with Tiny's tempo. Charlie hasn't yet acquired the incisive, complete bop sound of later years, but it's definitely waiting. Moving to 1953, and in the company of Al Haig piano, Percy Heath bass, and Max Roach drums, Charlie's quartet played Now's the Time, a 12-bar blues in a bebop style, and was a posthumous release in 1956 on the Verve label. Another double album released from Savoy is Black California. And again, the liner notes paint an informative picture of the bebop scene, this time in LA. Lots of clubs and performances. The pianist, Hampton Hawes, was an important ingredient in the Los Angeles jazz mix and has been somewhat overlooked. Here's Thou Swell from 1952 with Joe Mondragon bass and Shelly Man drums. Hampton, by the way, was self-taught.
Thank you.
Considered to be one of the most lyrical trumpeters of the 50s and 60s, Art Farmer really came to notice during the period of hard bop, playing on the East Coast. The first track was recorded in 1954 with Sonny Rollins tenor, Horace Silver piano, Percy Heath bass and Kenny Clarke drums. The second Art Farmer number is Back in the Cage, with the accompaniment by Hank Jones piano, Addison Farmer bass and Roy Haynes drums, and was recorded 4 years later in 1958.
Thank you.
Time for some Duke Ellington. The first two selections are from a 1963 album, Duke Ellington with John Coltrane, and it's a great recording. First up is Take the Coltrane with Elvin Jones drums, Jimmy Garrison bass, and then Stevie with Sam Woodyard drums and Aaron Bell bass. This being Duke's rhythm section. Thank you. third track is Duke with Ella Fitzgerald live at the Côte d'Azur. The song, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, was written by Duke in 1932, and the performance was in 1967, and a finer example of scat singing would be hard to find. Bassist Richard Davis has had an illustrious career encompassing classical music, rock and jazz, and is also an educator and activist. He's now 90, but the flame still burns. His album, Muses for Richard Davis, was recorded in 1969, and the track Muses for Richard Davis is a trumpet by Freddie Hubbard and bass only. Kenny Burrell, in his formative early years in Detroit, worked with bands that gravitated predominantly towards blues. To this end, he gathered together musicians that could feel the blues as he himself did, and in 1963 recorded the album Midnight Blue on the Blue Note label. Kenny on guitar, Stanley Turrentine tenor sax, Major Holly bass, Bill English drums, and Ray Burrito congas. And the track is Mule, which is Major Holly's nickname.
Thank you. We'd like to thank the Brew Crew at Three Boys Brewery for supporting Jazz and Blues with John. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday, a pint and a pie at Three Boys Brewery is available. Yep, a pie and a pint. A match made at Three Boys. All locally made. Drink in or take out.
Trust Three Boys Brewery to bring you Jazz and Blues with John.
Well, thanks for listening, and I'll be back in a fortnight with more Jazz and Blues with John. Podcasts are available on Plains FM website, that's plainsfm.org.nz, and type in Jazz and Blues with John.